It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome to the program. It's Hour 1 on this Thursday. Morale is high. Gang's all here ready to go. And look what Marvin has on. Marvin has his own T-shirt. There you go.
You made it.
You did it. Congratulations.
Yeah. Thanks, everybody.
How proud are you of your handprints on your T-shirt?
Proud? I wouldn't say.
Okay.
I'm not sure if that's the word.
Thrilled? Honored?
Sure.
Okay.
I got to think of a better word because none of those really meet my feelings towards this shirt right now.
What did your wife say about that?
Oh, your hands aren't as small as everyone says.
Yeah, man.
Okay.
Yeah. That's a good woman right there. That's a good woman right there.
Not telling the truth.
Yeah. Marvin's got his own T-shirt there.
It's actually huge, your hands. Yes. They're huge.
Yeah, incredible.
That's right. Yeah. Tell my wife, you better lie to me.
You can go to danpatrick.com if you want Marvin's handprints. Mm-hmm.
Trust me, I've seen some hands, okay? Yours are big.
Yeah.
Biggest hands you've ever held? Of course.
How many hands have you seen? Huh, in college? You mean that?
Uh-oh. That could open up a Pandora's box.
10 or less hands? 10 or more hands?
Yes.
Biggest hands you've ever held? You know what? The placement on the T-shirt worked out exactly the way we didn't realize it would.
I know. Yeah. You'll be proud to have your wife wear this T-shirt. Go to danpatrick.com. See all of our T-shirts there. Yes, Marvin.
Can't wait for those meet and greets in Vegas.
Yeah, at the Super Bowl. All righty. Like I said, morale is high. Come on in, stay a while. It's NFL schedule release show tonight. Is it compelling or is it silly? You know, the NFL's brilliant in marketing this because here we are in May. We have a lot of time before there's going to be any football, but it is exciting. They were letting them sort of dribble out yesterday and the day before. Games played in Europe and Germany and London. Now you find out what's going to happen Monday night, the first Monday night, the Jets at home on 9/11. They're going to face the Buffalo Bills, Kansas City Chiefs, as is tradition. We'll open up at home Thursday night, and that'll be against the Detroit Lions. Now, I was surprised with the Lions because the Lions don't have star power. They have a coach who is really interesting, charismatic. Jared Goff is not a star, had a really good year. They have a good team. I love the team, and they're fun. But I would have thought maybe a little more star power to open up on Thursday night against the Kansas City Chiefs. But the schedule release show is coming up tonight. We'll talk to one of their six executives with the NFL, and their job, part of their job description, is coming up with the schedule every year. We will talk to one of those six, take us behind the curtain. Let us know how all of this works. And it's a lot more complicated than you think, but the computers play a large role in this. They feed it into computers, and they go through hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of scenarios with those schedules. Plus, I want to know what happens prior to the draft and then after the draft, prior to Aaron Rodgers being traded, Lamar Jackson signing. Now what happens with those teams, those quarterbacks in prime time? How does that affect the schedule? That's a little bit later on. In fact, in the final hour of the show, Robert Horry, Big Shot Bob from Spectrum Sports, seven-time NBA champ, will join us coming up a little bit later on today. Knicks beat the Heat. Heat still up 3-2. Warriors roll the Lakers 3-2. Tonight, there is basketball. Celtics 76ers game 6. Nuggets at the Suns game 6. Big news from last night, not that the Warriors rolled the Lakers. I don't think anybody was surprised there. But Anthony Davis was taken off the court in a wheelchair. Don't know if he has a concussion, but they walked him to the bench, and then they took him off in a wheelchair to the locker room. He was dizzy and sort of out of sorts there. Here's something from the NBA. We were curious about their concussion protocol. If a player is diagnosed with a concussion, he cannot return to participation for at least 48 hours, including the date of the diagnosis, and until he completes the required return to participation process. So that is really big. Next game is coming up on Friday night. Anthony Davis, if he has a concussion. Now, they initially said that he did not. But, of course, you're going to say he does not have a concussion. You're going to say to Anthony Davis, you don't have a concussion, right? I don't think you would have said it on the bench to him because he did seem out of sorts and was having a hard time maybe with his equilibrium. You saw the elbow or forearm by Kevon Looney, and it didn't look like much, but sometimes it doesn't take much to get a concussion. And if it's up by the temple, if you've had a concussion, you know right away something's off. And it looked like something was off with him, or he certainly felt that way, couldn't come back, and they were still in the game. But if he has a concussion, I would imagine, according to protocol with the NBA, he would not be playing on Friday night as that series goes back to L.A. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle @DPShow. Say good morning, our good friends at Peacock, our streaming partner, and our radio affiliates, iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, numbering nearly 390 cities around America. Operator Tyler standing by to take your phone calls. This program, this hour, brought to you by the great folks at Panini America, the official trading cards of this program. You, of course, have the hottest rookies, biggest superstars, the all-time greats. The only place to collect them all, Panini trading cards, autograph cards, instant classics, memorabilia cards, rare inserts, starter, continue collection now, PaniniAmerica.net. Back to Anthony Davis. It didn't look bad initially. It just looked like Looney caught him with an errant arm, elbow, forearm. But you could see where he went down, and then all of a sudden he goes to the bench. I didn't know. This would be growing up, you got your bell rung. Now, getting your bell rung means you probably had a concussion, or they like to say concussion-like symptoms. That's like pregnant-like symptoms. Do you have a concussion or not? Do you have the flu-like symptoms? Do you have the flu? Are you pregnant or not? That's the feeling I always have when they say, well, it's concussion-like symptoms. Well, flu-like symptoms. What's that mean? Do you sort of have the flu? Do you sort of have a concussion? But you don't have a tenth there. How many times have we seen a basketball player tested for a concussion? You even hear about a concussion. It's really, really rare. I didn't even know they had a concussion protocol. I said to Fritzy, reach out to the NBA and see if they have one. I assume they did, but I didn't know. Other sports, they have concussion protocol, but I wasn't sure with basketball. But Anthony Davis was playing well. That was supposed to be his playing well game because he alternates, not intentionally, but they were in the game. But it came down to the Warriors playing great basketball. Certainly Steph, Draymond Green. Draymond took the initiative. This is strategy here. And I don't know why, you know, Steve Kerr didn't do this before. You know, challenge, go to the hoop a little bit. You're not shooting free throws. Klay Thompson's not playing well. Jordan Poole's not playing well. Wiggins. And all you want in a series like this, if you're going to win four games, here's the philosophy of a former coach telling me. He said, you know your two stars are going to help you win two games. and then you're asking somebody else or two other players to help you win a game. And we've already seen that with Lonnie Walker. He helped them win a game. LeBron and AD have helped you win. Now, is it time for somebody else to step up, depending on Anthony Davis's role coming up on Friday night? But you have four games to win. Your two star players will help you win at least two of those games, and then you're asking for somebody to give you a surprise performance. And that's what happened. You know, Steph Curry, all right, who's stepping up? All right, Draymond has 20 points. But Draymond played wonderfully last night. Offensively, defensively, he was so aggressive, and he was aggressive on the offensive end. But they made the Lakers pay. You bring Anthony Davis out, and then you can attack. They're a smaller team. Take Davis away from the hoop, and you can attack a little bit. Get to the free throw line. As for the Knicks, this series has come down to rebounding. Knicks dominated the boards and picked up the win. When they win the boards, they're winning. Yes, Marv?
Did they want it more last night?
Oh, I don't know. I'd have to check with Julius Randle. Seems like they want it. You know who wanted it more? Jalen Brunson wanted it more. Played great last night. And here is Tom Thibodeau, the Knicks head coach.
What can you say about the guy? He's just incredible. You know, all-around player, great leader, great toughness, mental toughness, physical toughness, ability to think on his feet, ability to lead, ability to connect with people, to bring the best out of people. That's what makes him special, and it's play after play.
Dang. My wife doesn't even say nice things about me like that. Yeah, Seton.
You could say that rebounds is the stat that shows who wanted it more.
Yeah.
Right? Because rebounding is just, it's not 100% effort, but it's mostly effort.
Brunson had 38, R.J. Barrett 26, Julius Randle had 24. So they combined for 88 points. And it does come down to rebounding, and do you want to get rebounds? Certainly offensive rebounds, but that was the key. They dominated the boards, and they lived to see another game. If you're wondering, entertainment purposes only, DraftKings has the lines tonight. The Celtics are getting 2.5 against the 76ers. And the Nuggets, they're getting 3 against the Suns. If you want over-under here, in case you're wondering, over-under for my favorite player, Al Horford. Does anybody want to play the over-under for Al Horford? Game 6 Al, I call him. Yes, Paul?
14.5?
No. Marvin?
Hall of Famer, so 8.5.
All right. Seton?
11.5.
Todd.
12.5.
7.5 for Al Horford.
Over-under.
No respect at
all.
Yeah, yeah. Over-under for Joel Embiid. Todd?
29.5.
Bloop!
What? That's crazy.
What?
What?
Over-under tonight, Devin Booker. Seton?
27.5.
Marvin?
33.5.
Paul?
31.5.
Bloop!
Yeah! There we go.
Over under Kevin Durant.
Bunch of dorks.
This is,
yeah.
I love this, though.
Yeah.
Over under Kevin Durant. Todd?
28.5.
Paul?
27.5.
Marv?
30.5.
Bloop! Oh!
Everybody gets an award. Everybody
Get
plays.
Up.
Participation trophies. Everybody. Over under the Joker tonight. Todd?
33.5.
Seton?
29.5.
Bloop!
Yeah! No way.
Let's go.
No way.
We all got one.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Yay. Yay. We all won nothing.
Yay. Yeah.
We're we so won corny. This segment, I'll tell you that.
Yeah. Congratulations, everybody.
Yeah, we're winning the radio
yeah.
dial.
Yeah.
Take that, other shows.
Yeah. Quarter hour. Take
yeah.
that.
Winner.
Take that. Yeah, Paul.
We're keeping an eye on social media and stuff and other news sources about Anthony Davis. Steve has a concussion. Nothing from the Lakers yet, but right before they wrapped up on NBA and TNT last night, Chris Haynes, the reporter, got out there and said that he got hit in the temple, Anthony Davis,
yep.
and it appears that he had avoided a concussion, according to his sources. He didn't say his source was the Lakers, but he appeared to avoid a concussion. That was reported right after the game.
And I don't know if this is a Laker neurologist, doctor? Do they have, independent neurologist who's available? I don't know how that works. We have that with the NFL. Yes, Eden?
It feels like the collective reaction to Anthony Davis's injury was basically like a worldwide eye roll. Are we being fair to him? Because now it's like, okay, well, if you don't have a concussion, then what's the problem? And I don't know if that's fair or not, but it's kind of the reaction.
Did you have an eye roll this morning?
I've been rolling my eyes for a long time, yeah. Yeah, a long time. It was kind of like, dude, just what's going on?
It just feels like he always finds an injury. Or it finds him.
We've been talking about it this whole playoffs.
We've been talking about it for most of his career.
Yes.
Yes. Right. Yes. But I want to be fair to him because while it may not have looked that serious, sometimes you have injuries where you go, wait, nothing happened there. And then you realize something, potentially serious happened there. But I thought it was in the temple that he got hit. And I thought it was more of a forearm than an elbow. But he was, clearly bothered by it and, discombobulated. Are you ever bobulated?
Can you be combobulated? I'll check.
Yeah. Combobulated. Not many people.
This is our show in a nutshell. I know. This exact conversation.
Yeah. How you feeling? I'm combobulated. Yeah. Paul.
Yeah. Definition of combobulate: to put things in order, to bring something out of a state of confusion or disarray. So you could combobulate something. And we're due for that.
But can you be array?
Yeah, array or disarray.
Yeah.
Can you be rebobulated?
Yeah, discombobulated means a mess, hectic.
Mm. But not many people go, man, I'm combobulated today.
Right. Totally combobulated. Send over that Emmy.
So Davis was initially evaluated on the bench by the Lakers athletic trainer and then went back to the back of the arena further medical attention. I don't know who looked at him. No mention of a concussion after the initial evaluation, a source close to the Lakers told ESPN. All right, we'll take a break. We're just getting started. Come up with a poll question next. Your phone calls are always welcome. Back after this in the Dan Patrick Show. TireRack.com. They do it all for you. Can't say enough about how great they are. And I love being able to tell you about our partners and how they can make your life better. TireRack.com/Dan. Tell them what you drive. And they have an easy-to-use tire decision guide for a personalized tire recommendation. So the right tires for how and what and where you drive. They have a test track at their facilities in South Bend, Indiana. So they put these tires through the ringer there. They want to make sure that they are giving you the best tire for what you drive, how you drive, where you drive. They sell only the best. They got the full lineup of Bridgestone tires shipped fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers. They have mobile tire installation. Ask about that. Available in a lot of areas, and that means they bring the tires to you at home or work and install them on site. TireRack.com/Dan. See their Bridgestone test results, special offers. TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants. They all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because, God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
They say good things come to those who wait. Mercedes-Benz SUV family proves otherwise. Takes no time at all. Set up a test drive at your local Mercedes-Benz dealer. Learn more at MBUSA.com. Poll question, Seton. What are we going to go with?
Dan, we got a bunch here for you.
All right.
We could start with, are we being fair to Anthony Davis?
All right. Who's we?
The collective we.
Okay.
Right. I don't want to put certain words in the poll question that might clarify it a bit, but I think you get the idea.
Yes, Paul.
I wrote the poll, so I'm going to say it. Is it fair or unfair to call an athlete soft or injury prone?
Because injury prone, not soft.
Right. So soft would mean they are not.
They're good choosing.
Yeah. They have an injury that other people would come back from, and they don't.
Yes.
Is that unfair to Anthony Davis?
I wouldn't call any athlete soft. Now, pain tolerance is going to factor in, and you know, certain players.
Likelihood of injury.
Well, Anthony Davis, just injuries seem to find him. But then how long are you out when you have that injury? Can you play through pain? So is he injury prone? Yes. But, I you know, when you start to call somebody soft, I don't know what that felt like when he got hit. You know, you're getting hit in the temple. And, you know, he was out of sorts there. You know, I'll be fair to him. Would we like to have him come back? Yes, but not everybody's Willis Reed or Kurt Gibson. It's your pain tolerance of being able to come back and wanting to play. Yes, he.
So you're essentially saying that he's in the lower percentile on the pain tolerance scale.
Well, he might be.
Is that a way of...
He might be, but I don't want to call him soft.
No.
But he is injury prone.
And his stats would bear that out. If you go back to his career, he usually plays about 65 games a year. And that is not just load management. That is based off injuries. He's never played more than 75 games in a season. He's played 75 twice in 11 years.
Okay, how do we phrase this? I don't want to use the word soft.
Right.
I don't either.
Yeah. So is he injury prone or?
Not on air anyway.
Injury prone or are we adding anything in there? Is Anthony Davis injury prone? We know that.
Is there a middle ground between soft and injury prone?
What if we just said, will Anthony Davis play in game 6?
Well, we don't know what the official diagnosis is. If he doesn't have a concussion, then we expect him to play. It's weird because we might look at this and go, hey, he had a concussion. That's why he didn't come back in. If he doesn't have a concussion, then you're going to get, you know, a percentage of the fan base or media that's going to go, soft.
So if he has a concussion, it's bad for the Lakers.
Well, he can't play.
But good for
Anthony Davis?
His reputation?
Reputation, maybe.
Yeah.
It's weird because it's almost like, well, he did have a concussion. Or if he doesn't have a concussion, couldn't you go back in? And like there was, a little less than 8 minutes to go? They were sort of in the game. Yeah.
But I mean, a lot of this is just because, like we said before, that there's a history of this.
Yes.
You know, there's a history of every quarter, it feels like, he gets what could be a career-ending injury. And then he's right back out.
We're not surprised that he got injured.
No.
We're surprised when he plays through, when he plays the whole game. Or there's a video, I don't know when this happened, with LeBron, and AD was wincing a previous game. Maybe it was his ankle or knee. And you could see LeBron sort of going, oh, my God. Now, I don't know if it was in relationship to that moment with AD where he's watching him, where it's like he's sitting down wincing, and then LeBron's going, oh, God, here we go again. Yes, Todd.
What if we said, is it more than ironic that Anthony Davis keeps getting hurt? This way you're not labeling him soft or anything, or is he coming back? Is he not playing? Is it something more than ironic that AD keeps getting hurt?
I don't know if that's the word you would use, ironic.
It's hinting at soft without saying soft. Like, how could this just keep happening every game, almost every game, something happens to your arm or your elbow, your knee, your head?
I think it's ironic you're calling him soft.
There you go.
I think that's the irony.
That's a poll question.
Yes. There. Who's softer, Todd or Anthony Davis?
There's a certain irony in any of us sitting on our couches being like, this guy's soft.
Yeah.
You got to kind of take that with a grain of salt.
You get injured. I want to see when you get back from injury. That tells me a lot about a player. You know, can you play through pain? How much pain can you play through? When you look at T.O. playing with a broken leg in the Super Bowl, or Jack Youngblood playing, you know, Gibson could barely walk when he went up to the plate. Willis Reed only came in for like 5 minutes in NBA Finals game. That was it. But can you do it? How much can you play? Can you play through pain? Yeah, Marv.
So do you think this is an opportunity for Anthony Davis to have a Willis Reed moment? Oh, I get out there. Oh, I make two jumpers. And then LeBron go off for 36 and 19.
They're going to need more than that from Anthony Davis.
Lonnie Walker's there. Relax.
Yeah. Lonnie Walker, the fourth quarter. You know, this might be, if he's able to play and the home crowd is going to be giving him a standing ovation. I mean, they know what's at stake here. You got to kill the Warriors. You got to put them away. Because if you don't, and they go back to San Francisco, ball game. Yeah, Mark.
And if LeBron loses a 3-1 lead, Jordan never lost a 3-1 lead. Kobe did lose a 3-1 lead, but
Jordan never had a concussion.
Never.
Yeah, Paulie.
Okay, so side topic with Anthony Davis, there's almost two parts to this. The injuries, he can only control so much. I think what's maybe more frustrating is a player who's got his game. He can play inside, outside. He has everything, all the tools. When you see 13-6, and then you see 31-22, that's almost more frustrating than injuries. When he's out there playing 40 minutes, you're like, why is he not the alpha dog on the court? And I don't think that's a choice or not. That, to me, is more frustrating than injuries when you watch the Lakers.
Yeah, because he should be. He's one of the top 75 players in the game. He was voted as one of the top 75. And you're looking at a skill set that is comparable to the Greek Freak. And that's about it. When you look at the ability to handle inside and outside, offense, defense, he was the Greek Freak before the Greek Freak. And I think that's what's frustrating is I want to see great players play and be great and be consistent. I know it's not the old NBA where guys would play through certain things. I think John Havlicek had a separated shoulder in the NBA Finals and played. I think it was his right shoulder that was injured, and he basically played left-handed.
It was literally separated from his body.
Yeah. Well,
figurative.
Yeah, figurative. Okay. Yeah. But you have guys who have pain tolerance, and I don't know where that comes from. I don't know, the medical side of that or your brain mentally, how you overcome that, or your tolerance, or that doesn't hurt. Pain doesn't hurt. Who was it, Dalton, who said that in Roadhouse?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, pain don't hurt.
Pain don't hurt. Pain
if I had a doctor who looked like Kelly Lynch,
yes,
I would volunteer for stitches.
I would have.
Dalton, if you don't slow down, you might get injured.
She was right.
And he got hurt.
And he says, pain don't hurt. Perhaps one of the worst acting performances.
Easy.
Does worst mean awesome? Is it like slang?
Man.
That's a badass?
Man.
Kelly Lynch, though.
No, we might be confusing who I'm talking about there, but.
Oh, bad acting by Kelly Lynch?
I mean, she wasn't really the highlight of the movie, necessarily.
Oh, she wasn't?
Her acting. Her acting wasn't.
Okay.
I thought she was a surgeon they just
found. It didn't save the movie industry like Top Gun Maverick did. That's all I'm saying.
Will you stop? You're a little weasel.
I'm a little weasel.
You're a weasel. Now we won't get Tom Cruise on. Did you see where he might be dating Shakira?
Excuse me?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
That he'd like to.
Well,
what do you arrange a business meeting and be like, so what are your thoughts on dating?
Does he go in with a PowerPoint?
That's how he met Katie Holmes.
Yeah.
They legit met, like, his agent called her agent and was like, Tom would like to meet with you. And they had a meeting in his office and was like, so what are your thoughts on dating?
It sounds so romantic.
To what extent do your hips not lie?
Oh, I see. Yeah, Shakira, Tom Cruise spotted at the Miami Grand Prix.
Hello.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Sources close to me. Yes, Marv.
Is that where new couples debut their relationship now?
I have no idea.
So we'll go to the Grand Prix.
I didn't even know that Tom Cruise wasn't dating. I think he was dating his co-star from Mission Impossible. Mm. For a little while? Yeah, Paul.
He was in the Mercedes pits during the race, like actually handling tires and stuff, Tom Cruise. It's pretty cool.
What do you mean handling tires?
I'm looking at it. There's a clip.
He's not changing Lewis Hamilton's tires, is he?
Yeah, he's got his hands on the tires. I don't think it's...
No, you're not allowed to do that.
Look, unless this is fake, with Tom, it could be CGI, but Tom Cruise is handling tires in the Mercedes pits at the Grand Prix.
We'll get some phone calls here.
Looks good. He's jacked.
Yes, Seton.
Rick just had an interesting thought on the Twitter.
Yeah.
Is Anthony Davis durable enough to rely on?
I would say no.
And that's durable in air quotes.
Yeah. You could do that. As the poll question?
It's a thought.
Okay. I'll leave it up to you.
Weasel?
Yeah, you're a little weaselly sometimes. Yeah.
Okay.
You keep bringing up that and... Going to see the Broadway show, Hamilton.
I bring up Hamilton all the time?
No, you bring it up all the time.
I do?
Yeah, I don't bring it up anymore. You go, yeah, I saw it twice, original cast.
I do.
Yes, you do.
I bring that up?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
Even the clown has tears, Seton. Sometimes, you know, your words hurt.
I do love when he does the rap making fun of the show.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
I was a father without a father who had a father. I was like, all right.
Did you go see Hamilton?
Original cast? No, I saw it on Disney Plus.
Okay, did you like it?
It's a little long.
Oh my
god. Overrated.
Did you see it, Todd?
I did not.
Of course.
Yeah,
of course
the scenes
you
rendition
didn't.
Of it and the
had
way
something to do
it.
With culture.
Yeah.
Something the, new.
No thanks.
Constitution is
no
the
way.
Thing that we're talking about.
I just go to a museum or something.
You don't even go to a museum.
It's been a long time. I had to go to a museum of natural history with my elementary school class. I had enough.
You know what? I'm sorry that I brought this up again.
Okay.
I apologize.
Yeah. All right.
Are they doing more musicals like Warren G. Harding?
Mark in Indiana joins us on the program. Hi, Mark. What's on your mind?
And first time caller, 5'11", 255 pounds. Dan, I think Mike Greenberg was a genius again. He had a crystal ball. He predicted the Lakers should rest all their starters for game 5 up in San Francisco and bring them home for game 6 to close it out. I think he hit a home run.
No, he didn't. This doesn't bear that out. It was a 10-point game in the fourth quarter. You couldn't rest these players. The commissioner... This is silly. I know that a lot of people brought this up. Oh, see, if they had rested them, then Anthony Davis would have been, you know, fine. Okay. If you buy into what Greeny said and you think that he's a genius with this, good for you. All I know is former NBA players said it was absolutely crazy. J.J. Redick said it. Kenny Smith said it. You can't do that. The NBA wouldn't allow you to sit them down. They'd fine them $500,000. This is the NBA plan. They'd fine him probably more than that. That's not factored in here. You can hold a pitcher out of a game and nobody says anything. And that happens in the playoffs. We've seen that. Hey, I'm going to hold him out and get one more day rest with him. But you can't do that in the playoffs. LeBron's not hurt. You imagine going to LeBron and say, hey, we got no chance tonight. Really? We're going to sit you down. I mean, Anthony Davis, I get it. Anytime he plays, you kind of hold your breath. But he got injured with, what, 7 minutes, 8 minutes to go in the game. And you still had a chance. But no, Greeny was not right with, oh, they should have held him out. What if it's Lonnie Walker who got hurt? Were you going to hold everybody out? Hey, Lonnie Walker got hurt. Told you. Anthony Davis is the one guy. All right? 10-point game going in the fourth quarter. He had 23 points. He was playing well. They at least had a chance to make this close. But no, that doesn't exonerate what Greeny said about let's have the entire. If you have the whole team sit down, how many players are you going to have? Did anybody factor that in? Like, who's sitting down? What if they're making it a game? Yes, Eden.
However,
no.
You can say that if the Lakers had rested their starters, they'd be in better shape right now than they are.
Okay.
Anthony Davis would be healthy.
But this isn't a reason.
It would be exactly the same scenario, except they would be a little more healthy and more rested.
They would be getting roughed up, that they were soft, that they didn't think that they... Yeah, you're trying to protect them from getting injured while being soft by saying, let's just have everybody sit down and not play. And then what are you going to have? 8 players on the bench? Good luck with that. It's not a reasonable concept. Just not. Yeah, see.
Are we 100% sure, by the way, that Kevon Looney's elbow was completely accidental? We'll discuss next.
It felt random. It didn't feel like that was intentional.
Doesn't it feel like random elbows have become part of the game?
Well, I always thought Dikembe Mutombo could injure his own teammates or the opposition just because of his size, and he was sort of gangly, not coordinated in the, you know, normal way with, you know, some big men. It just felt like he was an accident waiting to happen where he's going to hit somebody, and it could be his own teammate. Kevon Looney, it seemed like it was random. It didn't feel like there was anything. There was nothing malicious about that. It was just he got hit. And it all just feels like somehow, some way, Anthony Davis is going to get hit in the eye, in the head, his ankle, his knee, a hand, a shoulder. He's a game of operation. And it's always buzzing. Yeah, Paulie.
He catches a dirty look from someone. Whoa! His feelings are hurt.
Hey!
Out 3-5.
LeBron gave him a dirty look.
Out. Ah! Out. Feelings.
Yeah. My heart.
He missed 5 games due to that.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Mean-spirited.
Never say it to his face.
I got some information here on the number of concussions in the NBA. Might surprise you. Have that for you coming up. And Play of the Day is up next. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller. It would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying 4th season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because, God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, my God.
The play. The play. Of the day.
Runner left side, got it!
They're gonna play it and play it.
This is the play of the day.
Check this out.
They want a screen. Nobody's coming up the screen. Curry will go one-on-one with Walker with three. With two, backs up into a three. It's up and good! At the buzzer! Golden State will take an 11-point lead into the locker room at halftime.
Steph Curry finished with 27, 8 assists, now 9-4 all-time in potential elimination games. That's courtesy of the game, Warriors Radio Network, and that's our play of the day, brought to you by Simply Safe Home Security. Customize the perfect system, takes just a couple of minutes at simplysafedan.com. There's no safe like Simply Safe. Here's something for you. Although basketball is often considered a non-contact sport, the increasing use of elbows during play, players' size, physicality, markedly heightens the risk of concussive injuries to athletes. At least 81 NBA players received a diagnosis of concussion between 2010 and 2018. In 2007, studies showed that concussions account for 7% of total injuries in NCAA basketball games. And basketball is the most popular youth sport as far as participants, ages 8 through 19, and ranks second in football, to football, in total number of concussions. So it's a little more prevalent than what you think. We're told that Anthony Davis, the initial diagnosis, he did not have a concussion, and if he does have one, he will not be able to play. According to the NBA protocol, it says if a player is diagnosed with a concussion, he cannot return to participation for at least 48 hours. And then he has to do the required return to participation process as well. All right, some phone calls here. Hayden in California. Hi, Hayden. What's on your mind?
Hey, Dan. The reason why I'm calling is about Anthony Davis. You guys always talk about, you know, how much he gets hurt. What if we talk a little bit positive and, you know, the guy is unbreakable. He always comes back to the game versus sitting now.
Okay.
And also, I'm coming to visit you guys between Father's Day and July 4th.
All right. Well, thanks for the heads up there, Hayden.
We'll take a few weeks off.
Yes. We're taking those weeks off, aren't we? What was he saying that we should be giving credit, like, spin this in a positive?
That he's unbreakable. Don't concentrate on that he gets hurt, but that he comes back after getting hurt.
Oh, okay.
That's, I guess, a nice way to look at it.
Okay. You know what? That would be considered a hot take, I think. Yes, Seton?
I have seen the meme going around on social media of Anthony Davis playing the lead role of that M. Night Shyamalan movie, Unbreakable.
Oh, Samuel Jackson?
Samuel Jackson is the guy whose bones are made of glass. That's not very nice, though.
It's not.
No.
No, it's not. Brent in Georgia. Hi, Brent. What's on your mind?
Hey, Dan. Listen, so I got a take on the Anthony Davis thing. I was actually watching Mothership this morning before y'all came on, and Alan Hahn said that there was a point in the game that they could have pulled LeBron and AD out.
Yeah. Well, we just lost him. Yeah, I think if the Warriors had been up by about 15, maybe a little bit more than that, we looked, it was 11 at a half. Was it 10 going into the fourth quarter?
That's right. Yeah, it wavered always around, you know, anywhere between 8 and 13.
There was never a point where I thought the Lakers were going to win. And I thought if Golden State gets up by around 15 with, you know, maybe 6 minutes to go, 5 minutes to go, then you take those guys out. But, I mean, we can look at the result and then work our way back and go, well, they should have taken them out earlier. But I don't know, you know, if you win the game, how much rest do you get? You get a lot of rest before you're going to play the winner of Denver and Phoenix. You got to try to close out a team. You can't go, well, we'll just come back home. Man, I would never, ever roll the dice with Steph Curry that way, ever. As much as I trust LeBron, it's that team. Klay Thompson has not played well. Jordan Poole has not played well. And they're still in this. You just, you're playing with fire, Scarecrow. And, man, I would never, ever want to do that with Steph Curry. Never. Yes, Todd.
I thought Kenny Smith said it with us, said it well with us yesterday by saying, you know, besides being the ultimate disrespect, you got to, like, you can't just assume you get the rest and that you're going to end up winning the series.
Thank you, Todd.
You're welcome.
Judah in Tampa. Hi, Judah.
Hey, how's it going, Dan?
Good.
Long time, first time. My dad actually introduced me to the show a long time ago. I watch the show every day at the store. He's actually still alive, by the way.
Well, thank you.
58169.
Judah gets it.
Just a question and a thought. You already mentioned it earlier about athletes playing through or not playing through pain. What do you think the difference between a hockey player is and the mentality that they play through? You know, I'm from Tampa, and a captain like ours, Steven Stamkos, shows the captains take shots, block shots, do stuff like that all the time, and having the mentality to do that. And then, like, the second thought was, a city like Tampa, you guys were talking about the other day, how Steph Curry getting into the top 10 of the basketball kind of greats of all time. Do you think a city like Tampa, if they continue to win, could ever kind of get into that question of this, you know, one of the greatest sports cities of all time?
Well, I think he can get into the top 10. I think if he wins another one, he's definitely in the top 10. He might be there already. But I think with hockey, you grow up in that environment of you play through pain, your teammates playing through pain, or you're not playing that sport. It's expected of you. You know, we had a player, what, a couple of weeks ago, needed what? They lost count how many stitches he needed above his eye. 75? And then all of a sudden, yeah, just stitch me up and I'll come back in. You don't play basketball growing up with, oh, I'll play through pain. Football you do, and hockey you do. And you're conditioned. Your body's conditioned. Your mind is conditioned to play through pain. I don't think you play basketball going, yeah, I'm going to play through pain. I mean, it might be a finger. I've had broken fingers. You tape them up. Your ankles, if you sprain an ankle. I mean, Jimmy Butler playing through pain. There are players who do it. It's just, I don't think they're as accustomed to it because injuries are not necessarily part of the game like hockey and football. They are. Yeah, Paul.
Sometimes I think we're unfair to baseball players because they miss games, you know, like a light quad pull, and they have to miss 4 weeks. But it seems like the act of pitching and the act of hitting are such real specific disciplines where your body has to be in tune that if one thing's out of tune with a small injury, you can't do it. Like a pitcher, I can't imagine a pitcher trying to battle through injury week to week.
Yeah, there's so many games, and I think if you can take a day off, you know, guys take days off. You know, hey, I'm not feeling well. This doesn't feel well. But pitching, that's you get surgery, Tommy John surgery. You know, it's there with your sport. It's named after a former pitcher. So that's part of your job. It almost feels like you're not a real pitcher till you get Tommy John surgery nowadays. Coming up next hour, we'll talk to Robert Horry, Big Shot Bob, ask him about the Lakers now heading home. And we'll learn more about the scheduling of the NFL season. We'll go behind the curtain coming up.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.